Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have
Blog Talk Radio.
It's 310-982-4168.
Try to respect all the people you work with. And try not to walk over nobody or do anybody wrong, because the same thing you get going up, you get coming down, so you don't want to hurt nobody or you don't want to walk over nobody, or, you know, and put God and your family first.
Wow, that's great, that's great. I was just looking at your website here and your new album saying A New Beginning. You know, could you give some information on what came about with that album name? Now, I like that, because you know, it should have a new beginning at some point in our life. Give me some background on that.
Well, A New Beginning is just what it said. It was a new beginning for me. I had been doing things. I felt like, you know, when I first started playing, that nothing was more important than music. I just had to get this music thing straight and had to get everything straight. And I found out later on in life, like I said, that you seek first the kingdom of the Lord and then family. And I just got a new marriage. I had met my wife, and I had a new marriage and a new family. And I was doing things different, and I looked at things. I just signed with a new label, Blue Canoe label out of Atlanta, and it was a new beginning for me. Blue Canoe. And
Blue Canoe, great. We'll pass that along to our listening audience. Now, I would just love, you know, our program is geared up towards our young men and women that's at risk, because we're a non-profit organization. But all the time I meet young people that wants to be in the music industry. They got a tune, they got a beat, they have a song in them. What are some of the steps that they can take to just kind of get their music being published or being played, or it's been noticed?
Well, I guess everybody has to. That's a hard question, because, you know, everybody has talent. I'm sure you've seen X Factor and the things like that. I mean, everybody feel like they can do something good, and I'm sure everybody can if you feel like it. First of all, if you feel like that in your heart and in your mind, then you can. Who's to say you can't? But everybody is doing this music thing. You got ball players, you got actors, everybody. So with that, I'm, for the most part, is hang in there. Don't give up, no matter what happens in your life, no matter who tries to shoot you down, no matter who the downfalls you go through. The main thing is just hang in there. Don't give up, because sooner or later, if you keep on knocking, somebody will open a door somewhere. And when you get, somebody gave me my opportunity, and when you get your first opportunity, you just keep going from there. And it can be a small, little, tiny opportunity, but opportunity is opportunity, and you have to be prepared for that. And preparation without opportunity is no good, and opportunity without preparation is no good. So I think you have to prepare for everything, anything that's going to come your way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Mr. Diego, I had the opportunity to meet you many, many years ago in high school. You know,
right.
I think you was a band director, right, a music director at Lincoln High School.
Yeah, that might have been my big brother, because it wasn't me. I'm just kidding. But I had just gotten out of college, and I was doing some working, kind of like an internship at different schools, trying to get started and trying to work with different students. And I started at the time. I knew the band director, Mr. Tucker, at Lincoln at the time, and rest in peace. But Mr. Tucker had taken me under his wings when I was in high school, and I was able to come back and share some of the things with the students. And, you know, so, yeah, I was teaching, doing some kind of internship at the different high schools. Lincoln was one of them. But after that, I never did really pursue teaching. So.
Okay, that's your music career. And really, I brought that up because I want our young people to realize that it's education is the most important thing. The thing that you had learned is the basics of what you what's establishing your career, right?
Well, yeah, that's you know, and it's gonna be hard. It's gonna sound like I'm gonna sound hard right now when I say this, but you know, education is the first, you know, and that was my main thing. And I graduated Texas Southern University, and
uh-huh.
in Houston, and a lot of times different artists came through the campus, and I got offers to do other things and do things, but I found out my education was more important, and I think the education is more important right now. A lot of guys or a lot of cats feel different. They feel like if you're hot, you go for it right then. Go for it right then while you get offers. But I think that goes along with sports or things like that. But as far as the music, you know, get an education and learn more about the music and learn about the background and learn about the people that started the thing and learn your craft and get some kind of foundation behind it. And then when you feel like you're tired of playing or tired of doing what you're doing, you can always fall back on your degree.
Hey, that's great. That's great. And really, I'm glad that you brought that up because we know a lot of young people are very skilled and very talented. And now the way the electronics is, it makes it real easy not to try to pursue the background of music because of all the electrical instruments and things. And so I'm so glad that you're able to merge those two things together because as I hear you play, I know that that's pure talent there, you know.
Well, a lot of it is, and I keep bringing it back to the Lord and Jesus Christ. A lot of it, I feel like it was a gift, but then I had to nurture my gift, and I started out at Arts Magnet High School, and from there I just went on with my career. And as you're saying, it's a lot of electronics and a lot of things that kind of cuts it short. You can just buy a machine and learn how to do beats or learn how to do things without being a musician, but you still have to learn your craft, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but you have to study that instrument, you have to study whatever you do, you have to study it and work with it, and like I said in the beginning, stay with it, and you know, before you can call yourself jumping out or trying to be seen or trying to be heard, you have to study the craft. And I still, I'm a saxophonist, I'm a learning saxophone player, and I'm still learning that instrument every day. And I've been playing a long time, and I'm still finding out things that, about that horn or about my playing that is still surprising me, and I'm still, you know, excited about it.
Oh, that's great. That's a good thing. You know, you talk about, well, I'm looking at your album cover, your new one, saying that new beginning, and I'm going back to there because you said that you still number of years, you're still excited about it. But share with our listening audience, to based on your experience, the money aspect of it, not so much as your background of money, but because we know that they could be exposed to a lot of money, you know, the career, about managing your money, managing yourself, managing your resources, because we see along with any professional person that's in the arena, they seem to after their career, though, where their money is gone. So how much of that is always on your mind?
So that's, again, I say where education comes in and perseverance comes in, because you know that in this business, like anything, you know, the Bible said it's not going to always be daytime. Sooner or later, night is going to come, and you should have. You should be able to save or have something saved for a rainy day. And the music business is up and down. And I mean, that's with anybody. That's with, I mean, life is up and down, not only music business. So while you up, then you should try to put a little back or try to save or try to get insurance or try to have something for a rainy day, you know, when it's not going to always be up, you know. And like I said, life is up and down. The storm, if you're not in the storm, you've been in the storm. And if you're not in the storm, or if you're in the storm, if you're not in the storm, sooner or later you will be. So, I mean, it's just ups and downs, and I think you should save when it's good, to take you through nighttime, you know. But I didn't always feel like that. I didn't always do like that. I've spent music has been good to me, and I've blown a whole lot of money in my early years, like, you know, like a lot of us do, you know, but that's my past, and I try not to look. It's a new beginning, so I don't look back on the past.
That is so great. And that's what we try to share with our listening audience, because we know that a lot of us have fallen short of our goals and the thing that we try to achieve in life. But there's always hope. There's always time for a new beginning, you know. But now tell me something now. As you travel the country and even overseas, do you see that the music is still acceptable even over here in the States as you go to other places? Because sometimes we get into the mindset, hey, we only want to listen to this type of music. But you play the type of music that's acceptable anywhere you go.
Yeah, and most musicians find out that when you go other places, they seem to be more excited about this music, more so than people in the United States, because we kind of got spoiled because it's so many good musicians and so many good entertainers and actors and people that in sports like Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan or people like that. And so we tend to see so many good actors and entertainers where we get spoiled, to where when we go overseas, they don't have it that good in some of the areas, and they are so excited and so they are so just excited about seeing that or to have that and that presence or have it around them. So overseas, everywhere I've gone, I mean, people have accepted myself and accepted the craft and accepted my talent just as much or maybe even more than they have in the United States. So that's something for my young entertainers or actors to look forward to, just traveling, you know, being able to spread your joy and spread your gift all over to other countries and other people.
Oh, that's great. That is great there. And this has been a lovely interview. I've truly been blessed, and I thank you for taking time out to share with our listening audience your musical background and to encourage our young people that have a desire to pursue their dream and pursue their aspirations in life, is to make the most of it and don't give up. That's what I'm hearing out of your voice in this conversation. But as we get ready to end this interview, and I thank you so much there, because you made yourself available for us, and we thank you, and it's nothing that we could ever do to repay that. So thank you so much. But as we get ready to close out, I would just like for you to just give us a word of encouragement to our young people regarding those that have a desire to be an entertainer.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate Andrew. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate everybody that takes the time out to appreciate my music. Listen to the Christmas CD that's coming. It's called Have a Sexy Christmas. It will be out November 1st, and I appreciate anyone that makes great stocking stuffers. And just know, if you're an entertainer or whatever you do, if you cut the yards for a living or whatever you do for a living or whatever your gift is, my thing is to put the Lord and Jesus Christ first, and everything else will come. And don't hurt people. Try to know that it's good to everybody, no matter what happens, and sooner or later it's going to start to happen. Just keep plugging at it. And that's my advice from my years of struggling and hurting people, you know. But I don't want to. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. It's a new beginning. Thank you.
That's great. That's good. Now, one other note before we close out. If people wanted to follow your career and want to know what's going on, could you give us that website or contact number so they can just be, you know, maybe they can come to one of your engagements and enjoy some good music and dinner?
You can hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on my website, which is Don Diego. My name, Don Diego Jazz. DonDiegoJazz.com or Don Diego Raz, which is rap and jazz combined. That's been my whole thing all my whole life, jazz melodies with hip-hop harmony. So that's why the word I came up with, Raz. So the website is DonDiegoJazz.com or DonDiegoRaz.com, and it'll show you what I'm playing. It'll tell you how to get in touch with me, and I want to be everybody's friend. On Facebook, you can call me up, chat with me, or just check out my music on Facebook or check me out.
That's great. Mr. Diego, before we let you go, we have a call here. We'd just like for you to respond. I believe we have someone that wants to say hello to you.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. Correct. Good morning. You're on the net.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Well,
how
good
you
morning,
doing?
Sir. I'm doing great.
Hey,
our guest this morning is Don Diego. Would you like to say something to him? Hello?
Yeah, I like to talk to him.
How
you doing? You know, Don know me, man. My name is Rick, man. You know, I'm a trumpet player, man. I know him for a long time.
Rick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, you know, Dick Lewis is a good friend of mine, man. You know, and what we're doing, we're trying to get the youth in this area kind of together, you know, in order to try to, you know, clean things up kind of like in the city and stuff, you know. And what I'm trying to say is, and I know you say you're doing a little stuff now with rap music and stuff like that, you know. But I like you to, you know, give your opinion. Do you think rap is it going in a positive direction or is it going in a negative direction?
That's a hard question because I think all music is the same if it's coming from your heart, but it's how you know, some people take advantage of everything, man. You know, when I first started doing what I'm doing as far as playing the, for an example, when Herbie Hancock played, started doing Chameleon, all his peers got mad or upset because they say he was selling out.
Selling
out, and Chameleon was one of his biggest hits because he wasn't playing the straight ahead jazz per se. And you're a trumpet player, you know what I'm talking about. So as far as rap, I don't think rap music is well going up or down. I think it's how people abuse things, take it and abuse it, or if you're hurting people, or if you rapping about something that's putting people down or putting somebody down or hurting some type of culture. I'm not too down with that. But all the music, you take the rap off the music, and the music is still the same. You know, you take the words off, or you take what somebody's saying about somebody, you take that away, and you still got the raw harmonies and melodies that's in the background that's hidden. That's what you take your trumpet and play to. Forget about what's said on top of it, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, I played to a lot of rap music. I put a CD out. It's called First Take, and it's a lot of rap songs on there. And I took the rap off and playing on top of the hip hop harmonies, and I love it. So,
yeah, you know, in fact, I know I have seen a couple of musicians that playing, like Kurt Franklin. He's got a lot of people playing in behind him, you know, and really, he was kind of like an outcast himself when he first started doing what he was doing, you know.
Right.
They wouldn't have stepped in when he was started doing things. And so, you know, music, basically, it's an idea that you're really trying to get across to people, but it's really what you're trying to interpret to make people feel, you know.
Right. And how about Jesus Christ was an outcast? So, you know, if he was an outcast, if you start doing something different, you will be an outcast. But, you know, you just keep going and keep doing it. And everybody got something to say. You know, that's what I feel.
Hey, man.
Somebody
listening. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Diego. We realize that you have a busy schedule, and we are honored for you to be on our show this morning here. And we'd just like to ask you, would you care to be a guest on the show at a later
date? Just call me anytime. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
All right. That sounds great. That's good. Hey, thank you very much. Let's give our guests a hand. And Mr. Diego, we're going to call you at a later date. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you, and bless you guys, too. What's up?
Well, good morning. What a great interview we had with Mr. Don Diego, and our call on the line is Brother Richard Daniel. Thank you, Mr. Daniel, for calling in.
That's pretty cool with them hand claps, man.
Mr. Daniel, we're still on the air, Mr. Daniel.
Okay,
for calling in. Thank you for calling in, sir. And please, I will be mindful of that we're coming on here at the same time each and every day. And we pray that you've been blessed by our guest here this morning, Mr. Daniel. And today, with a debut album, his Christmas album, and we're gonna go ahead and play a selection of that. And we pray that you're being blessed and that you go out and purchase this here. And this is one off his debut album. Amen. So we're gonna go ahead and just sit and jump on. Good morning. You have been listening to Free. That was a musical selection from our guest this morning, Don Diego, debuting his Christmas CD here on Free on the Inside. And we pray that you enjoy the interview. We thank guests for calling in. And this has been a great segment of our show here.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Hey, man, we want to thank Brother Gregory Bunton for that powerful introduction there. And the show is out of the norm. Normally, we will just get straight. We have an introduction of our partners that we work with in the ministry. But this morning, we want to do something a little different here. We wanted to reach out to our young people that have a desire, because I meet young men that I go through the ministry in the jail and prison, part of our ministry, and they say that they have songs, and they share their songs with us, and they have a desire to go on, and I wanted to share that with them to let them know that pursue their dream regardless of what people say, regardless of what even what they say about themselves. You got to go ahead and pursue your dream here, and as we go on with this here program, we'd like to share another tune from Mr. Don Diego. It's called On Top of the World, and we're going to share that with you, and we pray that you've been blessed by the rendition of this here song. Amen.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this.
God for this here, because this is, you know, we can do anything besides outside the will of God. That's the purpose and the vision of our ministry here is called Free on the Inside. No more chains are holy. But you know that we had an artist on. Sometimes people say, "Man, what you doing playing it? I'm playing that kind of music on this here stage. You supposed to be a gospel show." But you know what? As our guest has stated, you take the word side of it. You change the tempo of the music, and it changes lives. Regardless of where you're at, regardless of your stature, whether you have money, whether you don't have money, and that's what the word of God is. You know, throughout the Bible, God used ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. And who knows what God is going to do in your life, in my life, in the life of those that call upon his name. Young men, young women, I challenge you. I challenge you to do all that you could do within the will of God. You know, sometimes you just got to just make yourself available to be used by God. And then you got to come to the point to say, God, what would you have me to do? I pursue one portion of one facet of life, but what would you have me to do? Would it be pleasing? Would it be honorable to you? You know, and then that's what it's all about. And then also giving back. As our guest talked about this morning, giving back. It's a terrible thing to live a whole life and don't give back. Oh, I gave it this organization. I gave it this organization. But what have you gave personally? What have you, whose life have you touched? You know, we go out each and every day, regardless of where you're at. We're here in Dallas, Texas, on a beautiful Saturday morning. But you could be in California. You could be in New York. You could be in Great Britain. You could be in Japan. You could be in South America. You could even be in Cuba. And the word is the same wherever you go. And the word is the same wherever you go, that you got to continually to seek and have a relationship with God. Amen. And then, and I see here we had a caller that dropped off the line here. We're sorry about that. Caller, if you're still there, call me back. Give me a call back, okay? And sorry about that. We missed your call there. But as we get ready to go now, we have another musical selection by Mr. Diego that we'd like to just play for you this morning here. It's off his debut album that he's sharing with us this morning. And we're going to play a short version of that, and we're going to come back, and we're going to close out the show.
Thank you.
wonderful musical rendition of a Christmas ballad that is favorite of my heart. God bless you. We had a great segment of our show. Again, we'd like to say thank you to our guest that was on this morning, the great saxophonist Don Diego. And if you'd like to know what's going on with him, Father Rich, you'd like to see where he's playing at, you can go to his site there. He gave some information regarding his website. You can also find him on Facebook and on YouTube. So please feel free to go out there and just see what's going on. Enjoy the good music and the good eating, you know, because he usually plays at supper restaurants, and it's great. And young people, follow your dream. Young people, pursue your goals. Young people, keep God front and center in your life. And as we get ready to wind down this program, we would like to say hello to our partners, the Sin Ministry. Good morning to you, Reverend Walker. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning there, Pastor Billy Joe. Amen. Good morning to the men over at the Hutchinson Jail Unit there. Amen. In Hutchinson, Texas. Amen. And that's a suburb outside of Dallas, Dallas City limits there. Amen. At Hutchinson State Jail. Yeah. Good morning to you, brothers there. God bless you. We pray you stay within the will of God. And good morning to all those that are listening. We want to thank you for coming on board here. We want to thank you for being a part of the ministry. We want to thank you for encouraging. Amen. And as you get this announcement here, and we're going to close out with a word of prayer.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bunn, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Gregory. And as we get ready to wind down, we want to thank you for your support. Thank you for continually to listen to this program. Thank you for allowing God to be all you can be. As we go ahead, close. Thank you, President Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for this day. We thank you, dear Lord, for the guests that have been on this program. We pray that they have said something, dear Lord, that empower our young men and women to be all they can be. We thank you for this opportunity. We ask you, dear Lord, to continue to watch over this ministry, continue to watch over Granny's place and our young men that's in our computer training class. Dear Lord, we ask you to order our steps today. We pray these in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Goodbye. And what is?
God loves you.
God loves you. Thank you.
Which will be coming out in November 1st.
And working all the time. I'm working most of the time, four or five nights a week, different places. But for the most part, I've been working on the CD, Christmas CD.
That's great. That's great. And we'll open up with that Christmas CD this morning. And there's a cup cuss that we're going to share with our listening audience. But Mr. Diego, could you give us some extent on your musical career? I was looking at your website, and I was very impressed with how you have been moving right along in the music industry, and you've been doing it for a number of years. Could you share with our listening audience some of the places that your musical career have carried you to?
Well, God is good. First of all, I want to say that, and I've been blessed. I've been performing and playing for about 30 years now, close to 30 years, and sometimes, I mean, I've played all over the world. I've been to 27, 28 countries. I've had the pleasure of playing with a lot of major artists, people like Kenny G, Kirk Whalum. Believe it or not, I was also on the road with Vanilla Ice, you know, my Ice Ice Baby back in the day. And So my career has been good to me. God's been good. Like I said, it's never really been hard. I mean, everything just came exactly like it was supposed to come, exactly like God has ordered steps for me, and everything just happens like it's supposed to, and it's just good.
Oh, that is great. That is great. What would you contribute to the longevity of your career? Because we know that artists come and go, you know, throughout the time in your music career, you're seeing a lot of artists fall off the wayside. They start out great, but somehow they fizzle out. What do you contribute to your longevity in your career?
Well, the main thing is being able to make the change with the time. You know, I see a lot of people refuse to change their style or change a certain thing about it. And you don't necessarily have to change your style, but sometimes you have to change the way it's delivered or change the things around what you're doing. So I think the first thing is being able to make the change with the time, change the time. And the second thing is to try to respect all the people you work with and try not to walk over nobody or do anybody wrong, because the same thing you get going up, you get coming down. So you don't want to hurt nobody, or you don't want to walk over nobody, or, you know, and put God and your family first.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I was just looking at your website here, and that's your new album saying A New Beginning. You know, could you give some information on what came about with that album name? Now, I like that, because now it should have a new beginning at some point in my life. Give me some background on that.
Well, A New Beginning is just what it said. It was a new beginning for me. I had been doing things. I felt like, you know, when I first started playing, that nothing was more important than music. I just had to get this music thing straight and had to get everything straight. And I found out later on in life, like I said, that you seek first the kingdom of the Lord and then family. And I just got a new marriage. I had met my wife, and I had a new marriage and a new family. And I was doing things different. I looked at things. I just signed with a new label, Blue Canoe Label, out of Atlanta. And it was a new beginning for me. Blue Canoe.
Blue Canoe, great, great. We'll pass that along to our listening audience. Now, I would just love, you know, our program is geared up towards our young men and women that's at risk, because we're a nonprofit organization. But all the time I meet young people that wants to be in the music industry. They got a tune, they got a beat, they have a song in them. What are some of the steps that they can take to just kind of get their music being a publisher or being played or it's been noticed?
Well, I guess everybody has to. That's a hard question, because, you know, everybody has talent. I'm sure you've seen X Factor and the things like that. I mean, everybody feel like they can do something good, and I'm sure everybody can if you feel like it. First of all, if you feel like that in your heart and in your mind, then you can. Who's to say you can't? But everybody is doing this music thing. You got ball players, you got actors, everybody. So with that, I'm for the most part is hang in there. Don't give up, no matter what happens in your life, no matter who tries to shoot you down, no matter who the downfalls you go through. The main thing is just hang in there. Don't give up. Cause sooner or later, if you keep on knocking, somebody gonna open the door somewhere. And when you get, somebody gave me my opportunity, and when you get your first opportunity, you just keep going from there. And it can be a small, little, tiny opportunity, but opportunity is opportunity, and you have to be prepared for that. And preparation without opportunity is no good, and opportunity without preparation is no good. So I think you have to be prepared for everything, anything that's going to come your way.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, Mr. Diego, I had the opportunity to meet you many, many years ago in high school. You know,
right.
I think you was a band director, right, a music director at Lincoln High School.
Yeah, that might have been my big brother, because it wasn't me. I'm just kidding. But, I had just gotten out of college, and I was doing some working kind of like an internship at different schools, trying to get started and trying to work with different students. And I started, at the time I knew the band director, Mr. Tucker, at Lincoln at the time, and rest in peace. But Mr. Tucker had taken me under his wings when I was in high school, and I was able to come back and share some of the things with the students. And, I was teaching, doing some kind of internship at the different high schools. Lincoln was one of them. But after that, I never did really pursue teaching. So.
Okay, that's your music career. Yeah. And really, I brought that up because I want our young people to realize that it's education is the most important thing. The thing that you had learned is the basics of what you what's establishing your career, right?
Well, yeah, that's you know, and it's gonna be it's gonna be hard. It's gonna sound like I'm gonna sound hard right now when I say this, but you know, education is first, you know, and that was my main thing, and I graduated Texas Southern University in Houston, and a lot of times different artists came through the campus, and I got offers to do other things and do things, but I found out my education was more important, and I think the education is more important right now. A lot of guys or a lot of cats feel different. They feel like if you're hot, you go for it right then. Go for it right then while you get offers. But I think that goes along with sports or things like that. But as far as the music, you know, get an education and learn more about the music and learn about the background and learn about the people that started the thing and learn your craft and get some kind of foundation behind it. And then when you feel like you're tired of playing or tired of doing what you're doing, you can always fall back on your degree.
Hey, that's great. And really, I'm glad that you brought that up because we know a lot of young people are very skilled and very talented. And now the way the electronics is, it makes it real easy not to try to pursue the background of music because of all the electrical instruments and things. And so I'm so glad that you're able to merge those two things together because as I hear you play, I know that that's pure talent there, you know.
Well, a lot of it is, and I keep bringing it back to the Lord and Jesus Christ. A lot of it, I feel like it was a gift, but then I had to nurture my gift, and I started out at Arts Magnet High School, and from there I just went on with my career. And as you're saying, it's a lot of electronics and a lot of things that kind of cuts it short. You can just buy a machine and learn how to do beats or learn how to do things without being a musician, but you still have to learn your craft, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but you have to study.
We're going to end this interview here with Mr. Don Diego. He was our featured guest today. It's an archive show, and I know we had a little technical problem. I pray that that you was able to work through those things there, and we'll come back to you next week with another great show and great episode. You can always go back and listen to this show in its entirety without any interruptions through our archive section. Again, Beverly Beverly Beasley and her staff, Granny Place Ministry, sponsor this show and each one of these shows each weekend. We want to thank Beverly Beasley for her support of this show and Granny Place Ministry, which is a nonprofit ministry meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. You can find out more information about Granny Place Ministry by going to the website, grannyplaceministry.org. And so we want to thank you once again for listening to our program. We pray that you're being blessed and you're being listened to free on the inside with your host, Minister Joel Lewis. Our archive show today was Mr. Don Diego, jazz musician. Today he was telling us about his career and also blessing us with some Christmas music also. So God bless you. Enjoy the remainder of your day. Help change your life in Jesus' name. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for another day that was not promised to us. Dear Lord, as we go about your business, dear Lord, we pray that we're doing things honorable and pleasing to you. We pray that some lives and some hearts is being touched. We pray that what we're doing here makes a difference in Jesus' name. Not by any show or any performance, by being pure, by being honest, by being truthful, by encouraging other men and women to be about their Father's business. Dear Lord, someone heard this program, and someone's life has been changed. Someone heard our conversation, and they draw them closer to Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, someone have talent, and they feel like their talent is not valuable, dear Lord. But we know that you don't give us anything that can't be used, dear Lord. Let us be able to use it to your glory, and we promise to give you the praise and the glory, dear Lord. Until we meet again, keep everyone in your keeping power, dear Lord. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Which is the same yesterday, today.
Word, especially for you.
Hallelujah.
When you think
listen to Free on the Inside with Minister Joel Lewis. Our co-host is unavailable this morning, Brother Richard Daniels. We're looking forward to being back with you next week. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah.